Welcome to Inside Scoop Live. Hi, this is Irene Watson. I'm your host for today and sitting in for our regular host, Juanita Watson. Well, today I'm especially delighted to be speaking to Jared Tinlin. He's the author of Hey, Hey, Think Out Loud. And what's so special about it is he's 8 years old. He's a second grader at the Zuni Elementary School in Albuquerque, New Mexico. And as a typical 8-year-old, he loves to ride his motorcycle, his bike, and his scooter. Lucky guy. He also likes to swing and climb in his backyard, and he loves to explore different types of museums. So we're just really, really fortunate to have him talking to us today. Hi, Jared.
Hi.
I'm so glad that you're online with us, all the way from Albuquerque, New Mexico, and talking to us about your new book. This is great. I'm going to say, hey, hey, I heard you had a big day in school today. Would you tell us about it?
Sure. I went to music.
Uh-huh.
And bought 2 posters and a brandy pin at the book fair.
Uh-huh. Great. So I understand that you really like music.
Yes.
And you play a specific instrument? What is it?
The bass.
Why did you choose to play a bass?
Because Johnny Cash did.
Is Johnny Cash one of your favorites?
Yeah.
Oh, great. So do you know some of Johnny Cash's songs?
I forgot some of them.
You forgot, but he's one of your favorites. Do you have some other favorite musicians?
Pat Mould.
Oh, okay. And I think Pat Mould is actually, he's with the Dallas Symphony Opera, isn't he?
Yes.
And he also teaches you lessons?
Yes.
And tell us how you take these lessons. I mean, you're in Albuquerque, New Mexico, and he's in Dallas. So how do you manage to take lessons from Pat Mould?
He's sometimes in New Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
And we do it at Robertson and Sons.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, but you really enjoy playing the bass then?
Yes.
Do you sing also?
Yes.
And so tell me about some of the songs that you like to sing. You don't have to sing them today for us, but I'd like to know what you like to sing.
Kiss.
Uh-huh. What about some of the Johnny Cash songs?
I forgot some of their names.
Yeah, well, that's okay. But I'm sure that when you want to sing them, they come right to you, don't they? So, Jared, you've written a book, and it's called Hey, Hey, Think Out Loud. So could you tell me a little bit about your book, what it's all about?
Sure.
Okay. Is there a main character in your book?
Yeah, that's me.
That's you?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so you wrote a book about yourself?
Uh-huh.
And so in your book, Hey, Hey, Think Out Loud, what do you do in it?
Talk to objects.
Oh, like what kind of objects?
Like a sun, a bass.
Uh-huh.
A guitar, a train.
Oh, wow. Let's take a bass then, or a guitar. What do you say to them?
Hey, bass, why do you sound so low? I don't know, said the bass.
But so that you talk to the bass and the bass talks back to you?
Yes.
Oh, how fun. And do you do it in rhymes? Is your book in rhymes?
Yes.
Well, you know, I'm really impressed with you, Jared, being able to write. You're 8 years old. How long have you been writing books?
Since I was 7.
Since you were 7. So you've been writing books for a year. Now, is this your only book that you've written so far?
No, I have Hey, Hey, Think Out Loud at Night and Hey, Hey, Think Out Loud Again and The Jogging Dino, The 3 Ninja Eggs.
Oh, my goodness. That's quite a few books. And have they been published already?
No.
Not yet. But they will be.
Yes.
Uh-huh. So besides writing books and playing your bass and obviously enjoying music very much, are there any other things that you like to do?
I like to build models.
Oh, okay. And what do you build your models from? Out of what?
Plastic and paper.
So do you make your own models or do you buy kits?
I buy it.
Mm-hmm.
I make it.
Wow. And what grade are you in, Jared?
2nd.
Are you enjoying it? Are you enjoying school?
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. And you must have been reading for a long time, too, since, you know, in second grade and you're already writing books. So do you have a lot of books that you've read?
Yeah.
Do you know how many?
In school?
Uh-huh, sure. In school.
Probably about 20.
Oh, wow. That's really good. I'm impressed. So do you have your book with you? Can you read something out of it for us?
Sure.
Okay. Go ahead whenever you're ready.
Hey, hey, yellow sun, shine on Paris, shine on France, shine on everyone and make them dance.
Oh, that's really neat. I really like that. So why did you decide to talk to the sun? Do you like sunshine?
Yeah.
Yeah. It feels pretty good, doesn't it? Especially after maybe a rainy day or a day that's cloudy or something. It's neat when the sun comes out. And do you have another one you'd like to read to us?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, hey, doggy, why do you wag your tail? Do you want to walk with me and find a trail?
Oh, that's great. Do you have a dog?
Yes.
And what kind of a dog do you have?
A poodle.
A poodle? What color?
Black.
And your poodle's name is?
Bandit.
Bandit. Oh, what an appropriate name for a black poodle. Well, this is really great talking to you, Jared. So what you've written some more books. They're going to be published soon. And do you think that you'll just continue writing as you grow older and continue, being an author? Or what are your plans at this time?
To keep writing books.
Yeah? You're really enjoying that, aren't you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can understand that. Our reviewer, Caden Aries, who is almost 6 years old, really enjoyed your book when he read it. And he was very impressed that you're young and that you wrote the book. So is there anything you can say to Caden or other kids your age about writing books and maybe encouraging them or something?
Keep writing.
Yeah, that's a good thing. Just keep writing. And as you know, there's always somebody that will read the book, right?
Right.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like you're really busy, too, and you're going to the librarian show, and you're involved with New Mexico Book Co-op, and you're just getting a lot of support, aren't you? And you're going to be interviewed. Mm-hmm.
And on this Monday, I'm going to be on the news.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow,
I'm a little nervous.
I can well imagine that you'd be nervous. This is going to be the first time that you'll be on the news?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's a very exciting, and I just want to really thank you for taking the time to be with us and talking to us. It's really inspiring for us that such a young person like yourself at 8 years old is an author. And has written this book and published it, and you've got more books coming up. This is really, really great. Gosh, Jared, it's been such a great time talking to you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Okay. Listeners, you can find out more about Jared on his very own website, jaredtinlin.com, jaredtinlin.com. And so thank you for the time to been with us and listen to this 8-year-old. I know that it's a real inspiration to all of us. Being 8 years old and being an author, this is big. This is really big. Thanks for listening. I'm your host, Irene Watson. Bye for now.